stayed with him almost 15 years before I retired. I retired when I was with him. I was 66 in 69. And then I just put in my Social Security and began to draw that, and I just piddle around, work a little time here and there, not try to make over what I was supposed to. And then I, while I was in the cafe business, I started to thinking what I wanted to do when I retired, and I bought me a piece of woodworking machinery. And I started that 20 years before I retired, and kept adding a little bit along, and the children would all ask me, said, "Well, Dad, what you want for Christmas, or what do you want for your birthday?" I said, "Well, you can't get it, so you just give me what you're going to put into it. We'll just get it all the money together, and I'll buy what I want."
Yeah.
And I have a dandy equipped wood shop, and I'm real proud of, and just picked up another piece this morning that I wanted, that I'd worn. Had a belt sander, a little belt sander that worn out, so I bought me a new one this morning. I'd ordered it a couple of weeks ago, and so I just picked it up this morning. And I'm working on some stuff out there with Mr. You might know Mr. He's an educator. He's with he was with the city school for a number of years. He has retired from that, but he's working in the county school system now. He's over there in the estimates or something. When
finances. I've heard his name.
Uh-huh.
Something
well,
finance,
it's in purchasing and
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Well, anyhow, if you ever meet him, you'll meet one of the finest men you ever saw. Because
yeah.
He is just wonderful. And we're working together on he, at one time he was in the field working for the Atlanta Seeding Company, selling stuff for them for different schools and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So he's well known for that.
Yeah.
And so we're making some stuff for the Hebrew Academy there in Atlanta. You've heard of it, I know. And we're working on that now. And that brings me just about up. And we've been married over 48 years now, and we're looking forward to our golden anniversary in 1976.
That's a nice time to have an anniversary.
Isn't it? And how many have you had?
Only five.
Five. Well, you've got a long way to go.
Oh, yet. Yeah.
And we have three children, a boy, two girls, and we have eight grandchildren, five girls and three boys, and one great-grandson, two and a half years old. So we are blessed we're just blessed with everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we say. We just thank God every day for all the good things that He has
mm-hmm.
given us, and all that's the only thing you can do. We, you read of all the meanness and everything in the papers and all, but there's still good people. It's just a few that gets in the papers and get reported, but so many good people besides that. And our youths are not gone. They're a few that makes you think that what's going to happen to the youth. They're all going to the devil and hell when they die, but that's just a few. Just because you find a rotten apple in a barrel, that don't mean the whole barrel's bad. So and you can just look around and see how many fine young people, and you in the teaching industry, there, you know that you'll have two or three maybe in your class that's not what you'd like for them to be, but just think about how many you have in there that are.
I know, and so many times the good ones are kind of ignored because of the bad ones, and you think only about them, which is bad.
That's right, because you have to kind of pay more attention to them. And Joan has had so much experience in teaching, and especially with the colored.
Mm-hmm.
She had two schools in Louisiana that she had, they were all colored. She went over into the colored district and taught one year, I know.
Yeah,
she's told you all about that, so that makes it that way. And, that brings us up. We moved here. Our last child was born when we was living up the street one block. She's 18 months old when we moved here, and the 11th of